Don't forget, the will of God isn't a thing or a theory, it's the person of the Lord Himself, the Lord who gives us the grace to respond. Think of people you know or have read about who bear the seemingly unbearable, not only with fortitude, but even for the most part with joy. What a testimony that is to grace. Think of the narrow and the seemingly fallow times that the Lord has allowed to come your way, and which have caused you to cry out more vigorously, and which in the long run have proven to be His way of opening vital new doors. Only the Lord knows what lies beyond the Patmos period.
May the Lord quiet us with His love and keep our hearts in peace during these insecure transition times. And may He help us to take down the powerful two-edged sword that we all too often leave hanging on the wall. It's not meant to be an ornament. It's an integral part of our spiritual armour. So if you're finding circumstances looming oppressively, take up the sword of the Spirit and let His praise be in your mouths and the two-edged sword in your hands. Because praise affirms that God knows what He is doing. It releases His power. Let's draw close to Him now.